Om Shanti and good morning. We all have heard very nice experience from Sunil Ben, and I think all of us now feeling Baba's love, what she feel right now also. I'm just flying in colors now in Baba's love now. Even now I don't want to speak also. So today it is today's blessing is, may you be a master bestower of fortune and give everyone the gift of good wishes and pure feelings from your overflowing stock. May you be a master bestower of fortune and give everyone the gift of good wishes and pure feelings from your overflowing stock. All of you are the children of Brahma who draw the lines of fortune, and this is how you enable the stock of the golden gift to remain constantly full. Whenever you meet anyone, constantly continue to give each one the gift of good wishes and pure feelings. Give them a speciality and take a speciality. Give a virtue and take virtue. No matter what desires or feelings anyone comes to you with, you must definitely give him this gift, for only then will you be called a master bestower of fortune. So Baba says, become a master bestower of fortune. And we have to give good wishes and pure feelings to each and every soul. And for this, when we have to give, first we need to make our stock full. Otherwise, if I have to give something to others, then the first thing is, I have that thing full, sufficient thing, so that I can give it to others. So what is the qualities of the bestower? Anyone? Qualities of the bestower? Sorry? Loveful and peaceful, powerful. The bestower is always thinking to give others. Merciful. He never thinks what he will gain. When I have to give means give, he never expect the thing what I will get in return. So he is continuously is giving and giving and giving, never thinking of anything taking in return. And also he is having the policy of zero expectation policy. Many times we discussed here that is zero expectation policy, because if we expect means we are not the donor. The donor and the giver, who is gonna, they are always giving and giving. Nobody, if somebody gives, if I am giving good wishes to others, and if the other person is not behaving properly with me, then I should not think that why he is behaving with me like this. I have to give because I am the master bestower. I am the child of God who is always giving. You know, in the path of bhakti also, we are constantly defaming the Father, defaming the God for our unhappiness, for our problems, for even we say him the omnipresent, he is omnipresent, whatever. In many manners, we are just defaming him, we are just blaming him. But the Father, the God, he is always giving us peace, always giving us power. He is always fulfilling our desires and vision, all. So we have to give. The bestower is always giver, the donor, and he never think of taking back in return. He's always having pure feelings for others, having mercy for others, and this good wishes and pure feelings are we can define it when good wishes like this. When we wish others in person, that time we can give the good wishes. If we greet people on some occasion, or if somebody gets some success, at that time we go and give them good wishes. But pure feelings, we can say it, it is a mental service. We can do it anytime, anywhere, for anything, any person, for every time. So when pure feelings, we must have the feeling. What is pure feelings? We must have the feeling of mercy, pity, compassion, empathy, sympathy, for other, good wishes for others. That is pure feelings. So for pure feelings, we don't actually, our vibrations, our pure feelings can reach the people only when we have that, really, if we have mercy for that person. If I am having some hatred for other person, if I am having some jealousy for other person, or if I am too much attached with some other person or the thing, then we, our pure feelings and good wishes cannot reach that person. So we need to become detached for this. And this pure feelings brings transformation in others. And just as Baba said that you are the children of Brahma who draw the lines of fortune, and this is how you enable the stock of golden gift to remain constantly full. So as Baba draw the line of fortune for us, we children, so we also have to draw the being Master Brahma has to draw the line of fortune for others also. The soul are very weak, and it is said that sarve sukhina santu, sarve santu niramaya, sarve bhadrana pashyantu ma kashchit dukh bhagbhagate, means may everyone become happy, may all be healthy, free from all illnesses, may all see what is auspicious, may no one suffer in any way. So this is pure feelings and good wishes. No matter whosoever is in front of us, without discriminating any person, without discriminating the caste, creed, religion, nothing, we have to see them as a soul. For giving these pure feelings and good wishes, first we need to remain in soul conscious stage, and then consider others also the soul. Then only our pure feelings can reach to that, these souls, the other souls. Just as Sunal Ben just experienced Guljar Dadi, how she made her to do all these service, and how Dadi Janaki made give her powerful drishti, pure feelings, and how Dr. Ashok Mehta get cure immediately. So this is the perfect example of giving pure feelings and good wishes, because they are at Nadis are at their highest level. So their pure feelings reaches immediately. Just as when we become Baba children, what is that our stage that time? You know, we are very dirty souls. We are having so much vices. We are very bad. We are ugly. Just like Baba says in Murli, you were ugly and now you have to become beautiful. So we are like that. But even though Baba adopt us and give his pure feelings, good wishes, we are very weak souls actually. Many times we think, I cannot do this, I cannot do this, I cannot become Lakshmi Narayan, and I cannot claim that high status. But what Baba says is that always Baba has faith in us, that you are my children and you only have to become like this. You are only my children who will claim the high status. You will become the Sattva Pradhan soul. You will have to rule over the new world. So Baba has this faith in us, and he is having that pure feeling and good wishes for us, so that because of his power, his power, we can move forward. If Baba don't have faith in us, then how can we move forward? And then, in the same way, we should also have to keep faith in others. When people comes in our contact, so many problems, they create so many problems for us, and we get many times we get disheartened, and we say, what is this? How these people are? Especially in Brahmin family, we get so much disturbed from them, because we also have the same knowledge, they also have the same knowledge, they are getting the same sustenance, we are getting the same sustenance. And even though sometimes happen that who are our ideal persons, sometimes we get disturbed from them, then we say, what is this? I think that this person is very good, and this is he is or she is behaving like this with me. But that time we should not forget that this is his or her part, and sometimes we have our karmic accounts also. So to settle our karmic accounts, we need to keep this pure feelings and good wishes. If I am getting suffered from others, means that time also I have to keep that good wishes and pure feelings for that self. So our accounts will be settled, and that the other person will also get transformed. So it is a to keep this good wishes and pure feelings is a charity also, because if other person is getting transformed because of my good behavior and my good wishes and pure feelings, this is also a very good thing. And then for this keeping this good wishes and pure feelings, what you have to do? First, we have to be free from negative and waste. Because and Baba also always say that do not do many parchintan, pardarshan and paramat. Don't follow others' dictate. Because Baba is always giving us very good Srimad. We don't need to see others what I have to do, what I have not to do. Because Baba has kept such examples before us. And we when we listen others' experience, that also gives us so much nice guidance to move forward in this path of Gyan and to do good efforts. So that are the... So we should not... look at others' weaknesses, because if we think about their weaknesses, it becomes a part of our life. So we have to do always Shubh Chintan. Even with this, we do this Shubh, good wishes and pure feelings. We can do in mental service also, while speaking also. Once Baba said in Avyakt Murli that Shubh Bhavana ke bol hire moti saman hote hai. So if we have that powerful, pure feelings for others, when we speak positive for the other person, it becomes like a pearls and diamonds, because it transforms that person. It gives courage to that. If somebody is disheartened, and if we speak good for that person, we bring we keep them reminded them the swaman, the self respect, then they will become powerful. And it brings changes and transformation in them. They become powerful souls. So we have, and from our karmas also, from our actions also, we have to, Baba here say that speciality with... Here Baba says that speciality, continue to give such... here Baba says that give virtue and take virtue. Give them speciality and take speciality. So we have to donate from like this also, to see others' speciality and donate our speciality to others, to see the virtues, give virtues and take virtues from others also. So we become the bestower of fortune. And no, Baba says that no matter what desires or feelings anyone comes to you with, you must definitely give him this gift, for only then will you be called the master bestower of fortune. So at the, even in the Brahmin family, we see so many weak people are there. They cannot do good efforts. They are unable to absorb the knowledge. For them also, we have to give this pure feelings and good wishes. And Baba always say that at the end time, people don't, nowadays the people are, the souls have become so weak. They cannot grasp your knowledge. They don't want to listen your knowledge. They just want peace and peace, power from you. So at the end time, the souls will come in front of you. Baba says the hundreds of souls will come in front of you. The evil soul will come. And that time you have to just discern what they want. You have to judge what they want and give them, so that the souls will be satisfied. So for that we need to full our stock right now also, now only, so that we can judge other and give, fulfill their desires and wishes. So this is how we can become a master bestower of fortune. I would like to read one poem if so permits. This is a poem, The Divine Image by William Blake. To mercy, peace and love, all pray in their distress, and to these virtues of delight return their thankfulness. For mercy, peace and love is God, our Father dear, and mercy, peace and love is man, his child and care. For mercy has a human heart, pity a human face, and love the human form divine, and peace the human dress. Then every man of every clime that prays in his distress, prays to the human form divine, love, mercy, pity, peace. And all must love the human form in heathen, Turk or Jew, where mercy, love and pity dwell, the gods is dwelling too. Om Shanti.